Welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're kind of putting on our Success Talks hats.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're diving deep into a company we featured on that show, Direct U.S. Immigration.
Yeah, it's so fascinating to go behind the scenes like this. You know, we have these interview excerpts with the founder, Mia Trey Brown.
Right.
They give us like a really unique look at both the company and her journey as an entrepreneur.
It's like getting bonus content.
Exactly.
And trust me, there are some amazing insights here for everyone listening.
Oh, yeah.
We'll discover what makes Direct U.S. Immigration different. How Mia Trey is using social media.
I mean, including TikTok.
Including TikTok.
Yeah.
To stand out.
Yeah.
And her best advice for aspiring entrepreneurs.
Oh, much good stuff.
But first, let's rewind to Mia Trey's origin story.
Okay, so it's not your typical lawyer's tale.
Right.
Her interest in immigration law wasn't sparked in a classroom, but during her time volunteering at a refugee camp in Thailand.
Wow.
And witnessing firsthand the struggles of families seeking asylum, that lit a fire in her to use law as a tool for change.
That's powerful.
Mm.
And I can see how that experience shaped Direct U.S. Immigration's mission.
Absolutely.
It's about more than just visas.
So much more.
It's about the human impact, the dreams and aspirations behind each case.
Exactly. And that human-centered approach is woven into everything they do.
I love that.
But, you know, Mia Trey's journey didn't start with founding a company.
Right.
She spent years working at top immigration firms, serving major corporations and financial institutions.
And that's where she really honed her expertise.
Her.
Dealing with those complex cases and high-profile clients.
Absolutely.
It's interesting, though, she mentions that being based near D.C. gave her clients a unique advantage.
Oh, yeah.
What does she mean by that?
Well, think about it being close to the source. She had a finger on the pulse of policy changes.
Okay.
She could alert clients to potential legal shifts before they became official, sometimes saving them millions in potential disruptions.
Oh.
For example, when there were talks of changes to the H-1B visa program,
right.
She was able to advise her clients on how to prepare, potentially saving them a lot of time and money.
Wow, that's like having a crystal ball.
Right?
No wonder her clients love that.
For sure.
But then she decided to leave the big firm world.
Yeah.
And launch Direct U.S. Immigration.
Big change.
What prompted that leap?
She saw a gap in the market.
Okay.
High-quality immigration services were often only accessible to large corporations.
Mm.
Mia Trey wanted to make this expertise available to everyone, individuals, families, smaller businesses.
Wow.
Everyone deserves expert legal support.
So it was about democratizing access to top-tier legal talent.
Exactly.
But starting a business is never easy.
It's tough.
Especially in a field as complex as immigration law.
Oh, for sure.
What were some of the biggest challenges she faced?
You name it, she probably dealt with it.
Oh my God.
Complex regulations, building trust from scratch, managing operations, attracting clients.
Right.
It's a lot to juggle.
It sounds overwhelming.
It is.
How did she tackle all of that?
Well, one of her key strategies was radical transparency. In the beginning, she offered free consultations to prove her expertise and build trust, and it worked.
Wow.
As Direct U.S. Immigration started winning cases, that trust solidified and their reputation blossomed.
That's a bold move, but it clearly paid off.
It did.
It shows a real commitment to putting clients first.
Yeah.
But in such a crowded field,
how
did she make Direct U.S. Immigration stand out?
They offer a wider range of services than many firms.
Okay.
It's not just about employment visas.
Mm-hmm.
They handle family-based immigration investment visas, even deportation defense.
Wow.
They take a holistic approach, looking at the full spectrum of a client's needs.
So it's like a one-stop shop for all things immigration.
That's a great way to put it.
But they're also known for their speed and efficiency.
Yes.
What's their secret sauce?
Mia Trey is a big believer in leveraging technology to streamline processes. This not only speeds things up, but it also frees up her team to focus on the more nuanced aspects of each case.
That makes sense. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
But Direct U.S. Immigration is also making waves with their social media strategy.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking TikTok, YouTube. They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
What's the thinking behind that?
It's brilliant, really.
Yeah.
They're using these platforms to demystify immigration law.
Oh.
They break down complex concepts into bite-sized, engaging content. And let's face it, who wouldn't prefer learning about visas from a TikTok video rather than a dry legal document?
I know, I would. Right.
It's a fresh and approachable way to reach a wider audience.
Absolutely.
But it's also a reflection of Mia Trey's collaborative leadership style.
Oh, yeah.
That TikTok idea was actually a team member's suggestion.
That's right. She fosters a culture where everyone's voice is heard.
I love that.
And that's a key ingredient in their success.
Yeah.
It's not just about having great ideas. It's about creating an environment where those ideas can flourish. It shows that she's not just building a company. She's
right.
building a team, a community.
Exactly.
So far, we've covered Mia Trey's journey from volunteer to big law attorney to entrepreneur.
That's right.
We've talked about her unique approach to serving clients and embracing technology.
Yeah.
But one question lingers.
Okay.
How does she manage it all?
Yeah.
Running a business is demanding.
It is.
Especially one with such high stakes.
For sure.
Let's dive into Mia Trey's approach to work-life balance.
Okay.
And how she stays fueled by passion without burning out.
That's a great segue into the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
Because Mia Trey's approach to work-life balance isn't about separating the two. It's about, well, let's just say she has a very unique perspective.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Stay with us as we unpack that right after this.
We're back and ready to tackle that big question. How does Mia Trey Brown, founder of Direct U.S. Immigration,
right,
managed to balance a demanding career with, well,
life. Yeah, it is fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
You know, most people strive for that work-life separation,
right,
but Mia Trey's approach is different.
Okay.
She sees passion as the fuel. When you genuinely love what you do,
yeah,
it doesn't feel like a chore you have to clock out of.
Okay, I can see that.
Right.
If your work is energizing, maybe the lines blur a bit.
Yeah.
But surely, even with passion, there's a need for boundaries.
Absolutely. Even Mia Trey emphasizes that.
Okay.
She's strategic about using technology to automate tasks.
Right.
Which frees up time and mental space.
Yeah.
This allows her to focus on the high-level strategic work she enjoys
uh-huh.
and spend quality time with family without feeling constantly pulled in different directions.
Work smarter, not harder.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
But let's shift gears a bit and talk about the future.
Okay.
What are Mia Trey's big plans for Direct U.S. Immigration?
Her vision is ambitious global expansion.
Wow.
She wants to open offices worldwide, offering their services to a wider international audience. It's not just about growth for the sake of growth, but about breaking down barriers and making expert legal support accessible to even more people.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
It aligns perfectly with her initial mission.
Right.
Democratizing access to legal expertise.
Yeah.
But expansion like that must come with its own set of challenges.
Of course.
How is she planning to navigate those?
By sticking to her core values.
Okay.
Transparency, client centricity, and a willingness to embrace innovation.
Mm.
She believes that by staying true to these principles, they can overcome any obstacle.
It sounds like she has a clear roadmap for the future.
She does.
But before we wrap up, let's circle back to something we touched on earlier.
Okay.
Mia Trey's use of social media to demystify immigration law.
Yes.
It's such a unique approach.
It is.
Can you tell us more about the specific platforms they're using and the type of content they're creating?
They've got a multi-platform strategy.
Yeah.
Using a mix of YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and even LinkedIn.
Wow.
Each platform serves a different purpose.
No.
YouTube is where they host longer form content like webinars and explainer videos.
Right.
TikTok is perfect for those quick attention-grabbing snippets that break down complex concepts in a fun, engaging way.
You mentioned LinkedIn.
Yes.
How does that fit into the mix?
LinkedIn is where they target a more professional audience, sharing thought leadership pieces, industry updates, and insights on the latest developments in immigration law.
So they're really covering all their bases.
They are.
But what kind of content resonates most with their audience?
Oh, that's a good question.
What are people actually engaging with?
It's a mix.
Okay.
People love the explainer videos that break down things like the difference between a visa and a green card.
Uh-huh.
But they also get a lot of engagement on posts that highlight client success stories.
Right.
Those heartwarming tales of families reunited or individuals achieving their dream.
It's those human stories that really connect, right?
Absolutely.
It reminds people that behind the legal processes, there are real lives being impacted.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the advice Mia Trey shared for aspiring entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
There was a lot of wisdom there.
Oh, for sure.
Can you walk us through some of the key takeaways?
Absolutely. First and foremost, she stresses the importance of mastering the fundamentals of your field.
Okay.
You can't build a successful business on a shaky foundation.
Right. Expertise is key. But what else?
Let me think.
I remember her talking about the power of relationships.
Yes, she emphasizes building strong relationships with clients and with other professionals in your field.
Okay.
Networking is crucial, especially in a specialized field like immigration law.
It's about building a community of support, right?
Yes.
People you can learn from, collaborate with, and rely on.
Yeah.
But what about the ever-changing landscape of the business world?
Right.
How does MiaTRE stay ahead of the curve?
Adaptability is her mantra. The immigration landscape is constantly evolving, so being able to adjust strategies and services is crucial.
So it's not just about having a plan, it's about being flexible enough to pivot when needed. But
Exactly.
what about keeping up with the latest trends and technologies?
Yeah.
MiaTRE seems to be a master at that.
She is.
What's her secret?
She's a lifelong learner.
Okay.
She believes in continuous learning, whether it's attending industry conferences, reading books,
Why
or
is that?
simply staying curious about new developments. And she's not afraid to experiment to try new things and see what works.
That's inspiring. It's a reminder that entrepreneurship is a journey of continuous learning and growth.
It is.
But let's be real, juggling all that can't be easy.
It's not.
Did she share any specific strategies for managing time and staying productive?
Time management is essential for her.
Okay.
She uses tools and techniques to prioritize tasks, delegate effectively,
Right.
and automate repetitive processes. This frees up her time to focus on the strategic work that requires her unique expertise.
It sounds like she's mastered the art of working smarter, not harder.
I think so.
But let's dive a bit deeper into those time management strategies.
Okay.
In the next part of our deep dive, we'll uncover the specific tools and techniques MiaTRE uses to stay on top of her game.
Sounds good.
We'll also explore how she manages to stay grounded amidst the whirlwind of running a successful business. Stay tuned. We're back and ready to unpack some of those practical tips and tricks MiaTRE uses to stay on top of her game. I mean, running a successful business, expanding globally, and finding time for family, it's a lot.
It is, but she makes it look effortless, doesn't she?
She does.
One of her secrets is her laser focus on time management.
Okay.
She uses a technique called time blocking, where she schedules specific blocks of time for different tasks.
I've heard of that.
Have you?
Yeah, you literally block out your calendar for things like client meetings, strategy sessions, even personal time.
Exactly. It helps her stay organized and ensures that everything gets the attention it deserves,
Right.
but it's not just about scheduling. MiaTRE is also a big believer in delegation.
Of course, you can't do everything yourself, especially as your business grows.
Right. She surrounds herself with a talented team and empowers them to take ownership of their roles.
Yeah.
She says that letting go was initially hard, but it was one of the best decisions she made.
It frees you up to focus on what you do best, right?
Exactly.
That makes sense. But even with a great team and a structured schedule, I imagine there's still moments of overwhelm.
Oh, yeah.
How does she stay grounded amidst the chaos?
She prioritizes self-care.
Okay.
It's not just a buzzword for her, it's a non-negotiable.
Right.
Whether it's a morning meditation, a yoga class, or simply taking a few minutes to unplug and recharge, she makes time for herself every day.
That's so important, isn't it? You can't pour from an empty cup.
You can't.
But let's talk about something we haven't really touched on yet, the financial side of things.
Okay.
Building a successful business isn't just about passion and hard work. It also takes financial savvy.
For sure.
What insights did MiaTRE share about managing finances and making smart investments?
She's very strategic about her finances early on. She made the decision to reinvest profits back into the business, which allowed her to grow more quickly. She also sought out mentors and financial advisors to guide her along the way.
So it's about having a long-term vision
Yeah.
and making choices that support sustainable growth.
Exactly.
That's smart. But what about funding? Does she bootstrap the business or seek external investment?
She bootstrapped it.
Oh.
Started with her own savings and carefully managed expenses. She says it wasn't always easy,
Right.
but it allowed her to maintain control and build the business on her own terms.
That's impressive. But it also speaks to her confidence in her vision and her ability to execute.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm curious, knowing what we do about MiaTRE's journey, her values, her approach to business, what do you think is the most important lesson other entrepreneurs can take away from her story?
I think it's the power of authenticity. MiaTRE is unapologetically herself, passionate, driven, and committed to making a difference. She doesn't try to fit into a mold or follow a prescribed path. She's forged her own way and built a successful business that reflects her values.
I love that it's a reminder that you don't have to compromise who you are to succeed in business.
Right.
In fact, embracing your unique strengths and perspectives can be your greatest asset.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes her story so inspiring. It shows that success can come in many forms and that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to entrepreneurship.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of direct U.S. immigration and the incredible journey of its founder, Mia Trey Brown, let's leave our listeners with a final thought-provoking question.
Okay.
If you were to start a business today, what unique value would you bring to the table? What would be your authentic contribution to the world?
That's a great question. We hope this deep dive has sparked some ideas and inspired you to pursue your own entrepreneurial dreams.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.